the Bureau of Land Management is taking the lead on an environmental review of the state-proposed Ambler Road. The controversial project would punch an industrial access road from the Dalton Highway west to the Ambler Mining District. The proposed 211-mile road already faces substantial opposition from many area residents. BLM Central Yukon Field Office Manager Tim Lamar says his agency is charged with looking at a full range of issues in drafting an environmental impact statement.
That can range from, you know, what you think of as natural resource issues to economic and socioeconomic benefits or concerns.
The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority is shepherding the Ambler Road project for the state and has applied for a right-of-way to cross a mix of lands, prompting the EIS review. Lamar says it covers areas including Gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve.
Approximately 61% of the route would pass through state lands, 15% would pass through Native Corporation lands, and the other 24% would pass through federal lands. About half of that would be managed by the BLM and the other half by the Park Service.
Lamar says 11 scoping meetings are being held in communities along the proposed Ambler Road route, as well as in Anchorage and Fairbanks, through the end of January. The first meeting is November 13th in the village of Allakaket, a Koyukuk River community which opposes the road. The BLM review schedule calls for a draft EIS to be released in March 2019, followed by another public comment period, with the final EIS for the Ambler Road due out in December of 2019.